You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beauties. Welcome to The Purpose Show, episode 11. In this episode, I'm talking all about taking care of you and sort of just giving yourself a little love during the month of love. And everywhere we look, everything is just kind of about love and romance and your relationship. And the podcast is going to follow that, you know, for the rest of February too. But I really wanted to kick it off with just talking about this because it's talked about a lot, but I don't think it's taken action on very much because I think it's hard for us to do that. I've gotten to a point where self-care is not difficult for me. I can feel when I need it. Sometimes I will procrastinate it, and that's my biggest problem in this area. But I really have developed like a good sense in myself of when I need to take care of myself, and I will pretty much go and do it. Although I must say, recently, this month, or I guess technically last month, at the time of this recording, I was needing self-care really bad, and I ended up like having a really good long day out, like just running errands and just being alone. And it was really great, but I had been needing a day alone or just a little bit of time alone at least for like 3 months, and I totally procrastinated it. So I will say though, that's much better than I used to be about it, which I would go like all year with nothing, like not any alone time. And it just was terrible for me, especially being an introvert mom. So self-care is super important. I thought it would be a really great way to kick off the month of talking about love, talking about taking good care of yourself first. Okay, so a little bit of a like real life disclaimer. I'm recording right now. For those of you who maybe follow me on Instagram and have seen progress, my office is technically in my garage. So our garage is like a 3-car garage, but really, it's that the 2-car garage is pushed back like an extension of the house. And it's like a big long rectangle room, and it's got a window and everything. It's really great. And so we've like painted and made it beautiful and made it this like really modern, cool, fun office space. But unfortunately, we don't have doors blocking off the separate room yet. So if there's sound in the street, it like my microphone's really good, so it'll pick it up. And Brian like packed up the kids, like got them all dressed, like kissed me goodbye and was like, go get your recording done. I got the kids and took them out of the house. And literally like 2 seconds after they left, the neighbor kids across the street like came out with their hockey sticks and pucks and started playing really, really loud, like right outside of my house. So I almost didn't record, but it's like, you know what? It's real life. It's a motherhood podcast. We can be real with each other, and it's not my fault. And I got to get these episodes knocked out for you guys, right? So if you hear kids in the background, they're actually not mine for once. Okay. So talking about self-care, I feel like you're taking care of so many other people all the time, right? And we kind of forget that we matter, and our tanks sort of start to get low and close to empty, and we just kind of get like snarky and cranky and fussy. And I'm trying to describe it without using like the B word, because I know you guys listen with your kids. I'm like, really? That's what you get though. You just get like snarky and mean and nasty, and you don't feel so good. And it's because your well is empty, and you can't pull water up and hydrate your family from an empty well. And that's really how we get when we don't practice self-care enough. But your self-care and how you feel about yourself and how you feel in your day is so important. It matters so much. And so first, I think the first step is to know who you are and identify what restores your energy. And I think this really comes down to knowing whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. And I know a lot of you probably know this already, but maybe some of you don't. A lot of people get mixed up with what introvert and extrovert means. They think it means like shy or outgoing, and it doesn't. It actually has everything to do with what restores your energy. So introverts are restored typically by being alone. It kind of like refuels them. And extroverts are typically restored their energy by being around other people. So if you go to a party, it doesn't mean you don't have a good time if you're an introvert. Like for me, I'm really an introvert. But if I like go to a Christmas party or something and I'm hanging around friends and people that I know and love and I'll socialize and meet people, I'm having a great time. But when I leave, I'm not restored and rejuvenated and excited and want to talk about a bunch of stuff that happened there. I am like done. I don't usually talk much on my drive home. I'm tired. It drains my energy. So it's not a bad thing. It's just that's me being an introvert. An extrovert person will typically be really re-energized and excited and refueled by being around other people. That's how they get new ideas and feel really good and excited about life is by being around other people. So some people can be in kind of in between. I think that's called being an ambivert or something like that. But I think it's really important to know who you are and what restores your energy so that when you're making your list of self-care ideas, you can know where to start. So for me, all of my self-care ideas are pretty much based on being alone. I do have like a regular coffee date with a good friend of mine who lives near me. And that's always really restoring and kind of inspiring. And we talk about things and kind of like we'll share whatever we're struggling with currently and just sort of bounce ideas off of each other. And it's always really good. But that's like one-on-one. It's not like a group of people. So typically your self-care ideas will be based on what you are restored by, okay? So here's just a few self-care ideas, and you can kind of just take the ideas and run with them and just do them exactly or kind of bounce your own ideas off of my ideas. But here's some ideas I think can help to just hear like what exactly does self-care look like so you can kind of get the ball rolling. So one thing you could do is go and get a mani, pedi, or one or the other, or both, whatever. But just go and relax. Let somebody else do something for you. There is something so relaxing and powerful, like powerfully restorative, about delegating something to somebody else to do for you while you relax. So when you go and you sit and you pay for your manicure and you sit back and you relax and you just like listen to music or listen to nothing or talk to the manicurist and you're just relaxing and she's taking care of you, it is so restorative. Another thing you could do is take a walk. Just get out of the house for a little bit, take a little walk, make sure somebody's there with your kids, but just take a walk, even just around the block. Just get out, breathe in some fresh air. If it's cold, bundle up, take a walk. Bonus points for making it a gratitude walk, where you walk and you just kind of spout off out loud all the things in your life you have to be thankful for. It literally boosts your spirits. Scientifically shows that it lifts our spirits and our mood and reduces our high cortisol, which is the stress-producing hormone. And so it changes your perspective and just kind of gives you a fresh start. That's like super simple. You can take a walk almost anytime. If your kids are home and you can't leave, just get outside. Get them busy. Explain to them, here's the boundaries. Mommy's going to just step outside for a second. Make sure they're okay. And just step outside on your porch for a second. Take a deep breath and just name like 10 things you're grateful for before you go back in. Okay, it can be as simple as that. It doesn't have to be overwhelming or expensive or difficult to get there. Okay, another self-care idea, develop a simple morning ritual that gives you a really good start to your days. Okay, so maybe it's 10 minutes of meditation. Download the Calm app, C-A-L-M. It's for meditation and calming yourself down. It has timers and sounds and nature sounds and things like that that you can do to just have simple, like quiet meditation time. Do some yoga in the morning, work out in the morning, take a walk in the morning before your husband leaves for work. Find something that works for you, that makes you feel like you could be restored and rejuvenated, that works for your schedule and your family and your lifestyle, that you can do every single morning that gives you a good start to your days. This might mean completely waking up like at the butt crack of dawn and like starting a whole big ritual where you read the Bible and have some prayer time and meditate and do a 20-minute yoga video on YouTube and take a walk and make coffee and have breakfast alone and get dressed before your kids wake up, you know, or it might just be something as simple as 5 minutes of sitting outside with your cup of coffee and just breathing deep and starting the day. Something small or big, whatever, that you can make a morning ritual that gives you a good start to your days, okay? Do you feel like you're barely getting through your days, friend? Does motherhood feel more like a hurricane of chaos that you're just kind of surviving rather than the awesome, joy-filled season that you want it to be? while motherhood is hard, and I'm not going to lie to you about that, and it is servitude and giving to your family from yourself, it doesn't have to be something that we're waiting to be over, something that we're spending counting down the minutes till nap time or bedtime or waiting for the next day to start. If you're wanting to sort through the clutter in your mind, your heart, your home, calendar, health, routines, and relationships, I created Unburdened just for you. It is a guide that will help you go from drowning in a sea of stress and overwhelm to owning your time and living the best version of your motherhood so you can live abundant, well, and intentionally focused on those who matter most. Unburdened is the overwhelmed beginner's guide to a simpler motherhood. In Unburdened, I will walk you through how to stop overcomplicating, procrastinating, and just start making positive changes now, how to declutter just a little bit, not getting super deep into it because you can't handle that when you're this overwhelmed, but just kind of a surface declutter that will get you real results in your house so you can just clean up less, how to declutter toxic relationships in your life and set some good boundaries, how to simplify clean eating, get healthy and feel better finally, how to simplify your calendar, how to start owning your time and not just manage it as life happens to you, how to stop just setting goals and letting them sit there and start actually defining where you want to go and getting there through reverse engineering and goal setting, how to create a cleaning routine that works for you and your life. This course is a mini course. It is small, but it is straightforward, and it is everything for the mom who feels like she needs a total overhaul but is too overwhelmed to start. It'll help you simplify the things that have you stuck and leave survival mode behind for good. If this is resonating with you and sounds like you and something that would really help you right now, go to bit.ly/getunburdened or click the show notes for this episode and click the link to Unburdened and just check it out, read about it, see if it sounds good to you. I really poured my heart into this little course and I created it for the mom who's just really wanting to simplify and declutter and pursue a life of less, but she's so burdened and so overwhelmed with the mess of just all the things. It's not just her house, and she wants to sort of simplify on the surface of all the different things in her life so that she can focus on her family more, so that then maybe she can focus more specifically on really truly purging her entire house. So this sounds like it's for you. I encourage you to check it out. You're probably the person that I created this for, and I want you in there. I want you to have it. I want to help you. So go check it out, bit.ly/getunburdened. Another self-care idea, create a sort of like system restart that you kind of have on the back burner for hard days. So what I mean by this is I talk about this a lot, so it might be repetitive. One of my system restarts when I was doing the stay-at-home mom thing and my husband worked for a large company and he worked crazy, crazy long hours. He worked like 12 to 14 hour days, 6 days a week. It was crazy. And it was really hard for me. It was good. I was home with my kids and I loved that, but it was just hard. And I would get really burned out. So I had this sort of like system restart option for really hard mom days where I would, on really hard days where I just couldn't take it, I was not being a good mom, I was just yelling and at my wit's end, and I just needed, you don't realize sometimes that you just need to break away from the norm routine. I would get the kids' shoes on. I wouldn't even worry if they were like super dressed or anything. I just kind of throw them together, throw myself together, get in the car, make sure I had my headphones. I would hit the Starbucks drive-thru on the way, go to the park, put my headphones in and listen to a restorative, relaxing podcast or music or something or an audiobook, something while I watched the kids play. I would make sure that I stood up the entire time and didn't sit down on a park bench or anything. I just kind of walked and paced and got the blood flowing and just kind of felt restored. And it was so simple. The kids loved it. I could still watch them, but I also couldn't really hear them very much. So I didn't have to listen to the screams of them playing. And that sounds awful, but you know what I mean. Like when you're at that point in your day, you don't want to hear the sound of kids. You're done and you can't be done because your day is still going. Your partner is still at work and you've still got to go a lot of hours of dealing with the kids. You've got dinner time and bedtime. It's overwhelming. And those of you who have been there totally know what I'm talking about. That feeling of just like, I am so done and I'm not allowed to be done yet. So that was sort of my like system restart that I would like fall back on really, really hard motherhood days. So create something like that for yourself. If you don't live, like I live in Southern California, so that was always really easy for me. And when we lived in the Midwest for a couple of years, I just just kind of, you know, shifted it a little bit. Like we would bundle up super tight if it was really cold out and just like go for a walk. I would just go for a walk, hold my littlest hand or push him in the stroller and just have my podcast in and just walk. I didn't care if the kids were loud. If, you know, if they're next to me, I can see them, they're safe, we're walking, and I'm just getting a little bit of a break. Go for a drive. Your kids are buckled in safely. You know they're there. You know, go for a drive and just tell them like it's quiet time. Get them like a little hot chocolate or something at Starbucks and put your headphones in and just drive. Do something where you're audibly checking out. Everyone's safe and okay, but you're getting a little bit of a break and a change of scenery. Never underestimate what a simple change of scenery can do for you. Another self-care idea, get a book that you've been eyeing or, you know, maybe dying to read and set a time each day to sit and dive in. This one kind of goes hand in hand with that one. Have your kids take a rest time or have quiet time, even if they're too old to nap. So my kids always napped until they were like five, but if your kids are too old to nap or out of the nap phase, set the boundary as a mom of them having quiet time for your sake. It's not a prison. It's not awful for them. It's you being a good mom. You have to have some kind of break to be able to keep going and be a great mom. So set up that time boundary where at this time for an hour, you can go and look at a book or play quietly with toys or watch Netflix, but you have to be somewhere else in the house away from mom. And this is my time to relax. Don't do housework during this time. Sit and relax and breathe. Read a book, listen to worship music, watch Netflix, do something calming where you're self-caring, okay? Another idea, take an hour on the weekend while your husband is home to watch the kids or whenever he's home or whenever somebody's there to watch the kids. Take an hour for yourself to just go and browse a bookstore or sit in a coffee shop alone and enjoy a warm cup, you know, with a book or just look through your phone and catch up on Instagram. Whatever restores you, find that time. Make that a priority. Schedule a monthly coffee date with a good friend. Just make sure it's somebody who makes you feel better after you hang out with her, not drained. Okay, this can work for introverts too, just like my coffee date with my friend. And I think also outside of self-care ideas, and I'll tell you, I have a place where you can go for a lot more self-care ideas to get some more free ideas right now from my website. But before I give you that, I just want to say too, I think one mindset shift that we need to work on taking as we focus on the month of love and loving ourselves in from this episode, instead of always working on yourself and improving yourself in a way that has you focusing on your flaws and your mistakes and what you need to be, what you need to change, what you need to get better at. Instead, focus on what you're good at. For those of you who remember the Unstuck Mom Challenge that Kendra Hennessy and I did, where you had to write a full page of why you're an awesome mom, do something like that. What are you really good at? For example, I'm really good at pausing in the middle of a kid noise storm and somebody's screaming and freaking out and just getting down at my kids' eye level, looking into them and asking, what's wrong? Talk to me, and kind of being calm when, whereas, you know, my husband kind of gets really freaked out and really upset and anxious in those moments and can't think to do that. That's a strength of mine. What are you good at? And outside of motherhood, I'm really, really great at blogging. I'm a really good writer. I'm really good at taking pictures. What are you good at? Focus on those things. Just like we talked about in episode 2, with your body, being grateful for yourself. Choose joy and positivity when you talk and think about yourself. I think that's a really good base for self-care and self-love. So I've put together an amazing list of self-care ideas for busy mamas. So if you're feeling like your brain is so fried from doing the mom life thing that you can't even come up with any self-care ideas, maybe the ones that I listed here weren't enough for you, or you love them, but you want some more, I put together a list of amazing self-care ideas for busy moms, and you can get that in the show notes. So visit aliecasaza.com/shownotes/11. That's the show notes page for this episode, and you can download the self-care ideas for busy moms for free. There's also space for you to write out your own ideas. Because a lot of the time when you read good ideas, it kind of ignites something in you that'll work better for you specifically, and you can kind of make it your own. So I just want to encourage you guys, take care of yourself. Remember the well example. You cannot pull up fresh, hydrating water that your family needs from you if that well is bone dry. You've got to take care of yourself and restore yourself. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.